So usually what happens, it's the first day of Yontif finishes, and you go to your in-laws the first days, and then I was going to my parents, you know, after, you know, you go straight from your in-laws, and sometimes my parents are in a hotel in Connecticut, which is a long 2-hour drive. So what do? The kids fall asleep because they're so exhausted from the Seder, and your wife's exhausted, so you're driving in the car, it's quiet. So what do? I repeat after, you know, Mechaim Esim Atav Rav Roshia Maratol 100 times. What else are you supposed to do during that hour car ride, right? So yeah, that's what you do, repeat it. Where does this come from to repeat Mechaim Esim Atav Rav Roshia 100 times? You ever hear of this concept? Why do you repeat it? So the Gemara in, Tosus in Brachos quotes on Yud Beis, quotes from a Yerushalmi in Tainus, which says that, let's say you're not sure, if you said, Mor HaTol, or in, let's say, Mashav Ruach Merai Geshem, you know, or you're not sure if you said it, you know, again, it's the summertime, and you're either supposed to be saying Mor HaTol if you're Sfard, or you have Nusav Sfard, or you're supposed to be saying nothing if you are Ashkenaz, you know, so then, and you're not sure if you said Mor HaTol Geshem, so what do? So Tosfos springs from the Yerushalmi that if it's 30 days within from the time, but you switched, so then you could, and you're not sure what you said, so you could assume you did the wrong thing. But once you get 30 days of the new, in other words, saying, let's assume it's Mor HaTol, 30 days of saying Mor HaTol, once 30 days have passed, so now you've established that probably, if you weren't thinking what you were saying, you probably said Mor HaTol, the correct answer. So within 30 days, you have to assume you said the wrong thing because you haven't established a new chazaka. But once you hit 30 days, you could assume you did the right thing. That's what Tosfos says, and that's what's brought down. Shulchan Aruch paskins the same idea. In the Kufya Dawid Ches, it says, "Biyamos Sachama," in the summertime, "im nistapik," if you're not sure, "im hizkir mor hageshem alo," you forgot, did I say mor hageshem? Did I not say mor hageshem? So, ad shvoshim yom b'cheska shehizkir hageshem, b'tzarech lachzor, within 30 days, you have to assume that you did the wrong thing, that you still have a mentality of Mor HaGeshem, right? And therefore, you have to go back and repeat Shmon Esrei. But once you hit 30 days, so now you're fine. You can assume you did Mor HaTol. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Now, what is these 30 days? Is it exactly 30 days? Or is it 90 times? What do you think? It says 30 days. But some days, you know, are going to be, what about the same bracha as well? Some days not going to say it. So it's a big machlokas. The Magen Avraham says it doesn't mean 30 days. You know what it really means? 30 days of normal Shmona Esrei's. In other words, 90 times. So you do it 90 times, according to the Magen Avraham. That's sufficient. That's what Magen Avraham says. The Taz says no. It has nothing to do with how many times you say it. You know what it is? It's a 30-day window. Once you do 30 days the right thing, then you're fine. Now, what's the obvious nafkamina between these two reasons?
What you do.
Huh?
What you do.
What I do. Oh, we'll get to my answer. Excellent. You're ahead of the game. I need 2 more minutes to get to that. You're ahead of the game. I'm going to give you, I'm thinking about people, hopefully not like me, but hopefully not like you either. What about the people who don't come to shul for 2-3 days? They're the Monday, Thursday daveners. You know, they're the guys who come to shul Monday and Thursday, maybe Friday a little bit, they come to shul. What about them? So they're not going to daven. They don't daven at all. You know, they daven twice a week. I'm a twice a week Jew. So now, when do they assume that they're starting to say the correct thing? So after 30 days, how many times have they davened? Not 90 times. Let's say they've only davened 35 times in 90 days. So if you say you need to daven 90 times, so then these 35 times, twice a week Jews, they didn't do 90 times after 30 days. But if you say that it's 30 days, then it doesn't make a difference. Davening nothing, not davening at all, is better than saying the wrong thing, right? Did they say Mor HaGeshem during those times? No. They sat in their home watching TV for, you know, half the days. They didn't daven chakras. So did they change from Mor HaGeshem to Mor HaTol? Well, a little bit, because they didn't say Mor HaGeshem, because they didn't say anything. They were busy watching the TV, so they didn't do anything. So if you say that it's just based on 30-day change, then as long as you don't do the wrong thing for 30 days, so finished, you're good. However, if you say you need to do 90 times correctly, and 30 days gives you 90 times correctly, so if you miss davening half of those days, then you do not establish that chazak. Yeah?
If if you say 90 times, does Chazar Sashatz
include? If you're the Chazan, perhaps, but most of the time you're not the Chaz. So yeah.
What about Shabbos or Musaf?
So what about the same brach? So excellent. So a second afkamina is what about the middle of Shmona? So that we only say it on Shabbos. So if you say an extra
when you say on the Musaf, you have
okay, but still it's not going to give you the four Shabbosim in the 30 days, right? So what? And Friday night and Shabbos, you miss a lot of Shmona Esrei. So it depends on this nafkamina though. If you say that it's based on 30 days. So 30 days are 30 days. So I didn't say the wrong thing. I didn't say the same Talmud Matar. So therefore, I'm good. But if you say you have to do it 90 times correctly, then for the same bracha of same Talmud Matar, it's not going to be enough 30 days. You need to make sure you hit 90 times, which is probably going to be after someone else could do the math. 35 days, I don't know, 37 days later, that's when you'll hit. 34 days, whatever it is. That's when you'll hit the 90 times. So that's also a nafkamina. Fine. Now, what about this question? What about the first 2 days of Yontif? Yeah? Does that count for your Visein Bracha or not? In other words, when are you supposed to switch over from Visein Talmud Matar to Visein Bracha?
After Yontif.
After Yontif. Pesach comes in. So did you say Visein Bracha on the first day of Yontif?
No.
No. But you're supposed to switch over from Visein Talmud Matar to Visein Bracha as soon as Pesach comes in. Now, it happens to be you don't daven a weekday Shmon Esrei on the first day of Yontif. But technically, it's the same bracha time. So does that first day count for the same bracha or not? So again, the Bar Halacha seems to say that would possibly depend on this exact question. If you say that it's based on 30 days of not saying the wrong thing, so then you're fine. But if you say, or maybe there's a reason to suggest that those first 2 days would count for your 30-day establishment. But what about if you say you need to say it 90 times correctly? So the first 2 days of Yontif, did you say the same bracha? No, because you didn't say anything. You're downing a Yontif Shmon Esrei. So therefore, it would not be able to be kovei. Now, what about this? Let's say you're a very bad person. You don't go to shul Erev Pesach, or 2 days before Pesach at all. So can those days, listen to this chachma, those days that you didn't say the same Talmud Matar, again, you're supposed to stop saying, let's pick Masha Baruch Mordei Geshem for a second. Yeah, or Mordei Tal. Yeah. You're supposed to switch over to Mordei Tal, whatever. First day, what is it? First day of Yontif, right? It's the first day of Yontif in the afternoon, right? So I think so, right? So you switch over, Mordei Tal. So, but you haven't said Masha Baruch, you haven't said Mordei Geshem for 3 days beforehand. You know why? You didn't go to shul Erev Pesach. You're busy cleaning. You're doing the bedikah. You're having kavanas for your bedikah. You forgot to daven Maariv the night of bedikas chametz. Guess what? You forgot to daven Shacharis the morning of Erev Pesach. You forgot to daven Mincha, you know, the afternoon of Erev Pesach. Do those 3 times where you didn't say Masha Baruch, can that already count for your Mordei Geshem? For Mordei Tal already?
No, the whole idea is if you say it 90 times, then it's Shogav Befit.
According to one opinion, but according to the other opinion, that it's 30 days of not doing the wrong thing establishes your chazaka. So okay, so you did 3 days before this man and 27 days after this man. Correct, according to that opinion that you can. So maybe it should work in this way as well. So according to the Bar Halacha, I could count the first 2 days of Yontif because I didn't say the same Talmud Matar. So why can't I count the first? Huh? Oh, why? Oh, so very good. So they said the Siach HaSod that brought down B'Shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, before the Zman, before it's the time, the actual time to say it, it doesn't work. So if you miss davening 3 days before Pesach, you can't say, oh, I didn't do the wrong thing. I didn't say Masha Baruch Mordei Geshem. Now that could already count for the new Visein, you know, whatever, the new Mordei Tal. Doesn't work that way. Okay, so now what about our feature question for the last few minutes? So what about 90 times? So if we said you need 30 days to do it, how do you, or 90 times, who said you could do it, you know, all in one day in a car ride, you know, the day after Pesach starts? Who said you could bunch all 90 times together? So that is a huge machlokas. Mm-hmm. The Maharam Mirutenberg says, why not? If an ox gores 3 times, he becomes a muad. He has to pay a higher amount, right? An ox gores 3 times. Let me ask you a question. The ox scores three times in a row, right away. Of course he becomes a mu'ad, right? Of course he becomes a bad ox that now needs to, an established ox that you need to pay full time, right? So therefore, so if that's the case, says the Maharami Rundberg, same thing over here. If you elongate it over, if it takes you 30 days to establish this chazakah, surely I can establish it within, you know, one day in 1 minute. In other words, if it takes me 30 days to establish that I'm switching my minhag, so if I bunch it all into one time, of course that should change my minhag. I'm sitting in the car and I'm saying, Mechaim Esma Torah Vushim Marato, Mechaim Esma Torah Vushim Marato, Mechaim Esma Torah Vushim Marato, Mechaim Esma Torah Vushim Marato. I'm sitting there repeating it over and over and over again. So did I change my chazaka? For sure. That's what the Shulchan Aruch brings. Yep, says Shulchan Aruch, it's fine as long as you say it, you know, 90 times, you are fine. That's what the Maharami Rittenberg says. That's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Yud Dalet Tes. The problem is the Rabbeinu Peretz says that's crazy. The whole point is to be Hergol Lashono. It's very different than ox gorings. Ox goring, they establish themselves as an animal which is constantly goring, so, you know, hitting people. So if that's the case, so that you could do all in one day. But for people, we want it to be accustomed to davening. So how about me sitting in the car, repeating to myself, Mechaim Esma Torah V'Shem Maratol, Mechaim Esma Torah V'Shem Maratol, Mechaim Esma Torah V'Shem Maratol. You know, sitting there, how does that do anything for me when I'm davening 5 hours later? How, says the Rabbeinu Peretz, you can't do it that way. And therefore, Rabbeinu Peretz argues, Halacha L'maisa, we paskin, doing it 90 times is works. You can do it in the car ride. It for sure works. We say you really need 100 times, just a couple of extra. The Chassam Sofer says you really need 100 times, and that would be fine. The last issue to think about is that, just two more issues. Issue number one is that maybe this machlokas, as you said before, is dependent upon, of this machlokas, of does 90 times work all bunched together, depends on what we were saying before. What's the reason why 30 days matters? Is it because you have 30 days, or is it because in those 30 days, you did it 90 times? If you say you need 30 days, so then how can you now bunch it all up into one car ride? Doesn't work. But if you say the 30 days is just indicative of the 90 tefillos, so then I could bunch those 90 tefillos into one saying of a car ride, and maybe it should work. And therefore, the Taz, who said you needed 90 times, you know, you said that the Taz, who was the one who said that you need 30 days, maybe wouldn't say that this 90 times all bunched together would work, as opposed to the Magen Avram, who liked the idea of 90 times before, would say 90 times now, even if it's pushed together, would work, and that's what the Bir Halacha suggests. Last question. So what about, this is what I was always bothered by it. Let's say I'm bored, you know, bored first day of Yontif, right? You're too exhausted to learn, the Siddurim knocked you out. And it's the second day of Yontif, you know, you're sitting at your in-law's house, you definitely don't want to get involved in anything, so what do? You go in your little corner in the room there, and you're going to say, you know, the same bracha 100 times. Yeah? Does that work? It's before.
It's not the time even.
Well, it's technically the time. It's a good question. You haven't started saying the same bracha yet because you haven't done the weekday Shmon Esrei yet because it's only the first day of
Pesach. Well, it's a separate issue. Are you allowed to prepare for it?
So I never thought of that. Excellent question. I was always bothered. Can I start saying the same bracha on the first day of Yontif? Can I start saying the same bracha for Chol HaMoed already on Yontif? And I thought the issue was, well, maybe, forget about Hachana issues, I thought maybe it's not really that time yet. So that no one seems to say like me. Everyone seems to say the time problem, the fact that I'm doing it a day or two early, doesn't bother us because technically it's a time now that you should say the same bracha. But the Tzitz Eliezer, he says to in Yud Tes, Yud Dalet, the Tzitz Eliezer says you have a problem perhaps of hachana, that by preparing from the day of Yontif to Chol HaMoed, you're preparing. What's your intention of doing it the first day of Yontif? To help you for Yontif? No, not at all. It's to help you for Chol HaMoed. So this is a classical case, as it sits out here, of preparing from Yontif to Chol HaMoed, right?
So the Tzitz Eliezer says,
in the end of the day, he says it's mutter. You know why? Because he says, it's not preparing. You know why? Because I'm sure you've never forgotten in your entire life to say the same bracha. So it's not preparing. You know why you're sitting in a little room the first day of Yom Tov saying, you know, whatever you're saying, Baruch Aleinu, right? Repeating it over and over. Why are you repeating it a million times? 100 times? Why are you repeating it? On the outside chance that you forget. But that's not hachana. The suffix that you're going to forget, it doesn't mean that that's preparing. You're preparing yourself in a case, maybe you'll forget. You're only using dibor. So the combination of only talking, a preparation through talking, plus the suffix that maybe you'll forget, says not a problem. He says it's okay to do it. You can do it on Yom Tov for Chol HaMoed. Shkoyach.